Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
So there's a lot of really good stuff happening for me at the moment. Man, it's super windy down here. But yesterday, like this week has just been really a roller coaster. And I just felt like I was at capacity, like there weren't enough systems and there were so many ideas and I just was drowning in my own creativity because there was no structure around it, nothing to bring it to life. And I had, I don't know, like just walking along the beach now, I was thinking about how this is kind of a thing. So firstly, there's two kind of things. One is this roller coaster, right? So this will come out a couple of weeks after we launched the Keeping Good Company podcast, Lisa and I. And this week has been a real emotional roller coaster for me. So I think I spoke about it in the last free flow, you know, that whole 24 hour of kind of manic, happy, singing, laughing, having a great time, and then deep diving into the, I don't know, like into the opposite, rage and the thing is, I put it out there on my Facebook page and on my profile and mentioned that I felt like I had entrepreneurial bipolar. And I mean, it feels like that, right? Like it's almost mania. I go from real highs to real lows when I'm putting something out into the world that means something. And the response that I've had about that has been quite cool because I thought it was just me. You know, I thought it was just me and with my background of depression or mental illness, depression and anxiety. I thought perhaps it was just because of my predisposition, I guess, that was a thing that I did, but that other people who were normal, in inverted commas, they didn't experience that. But it turns out there's a huge amount of you that do. When you're doing something that's really exciting or really pushing the boundaries of what you think's possible or putting something that means a lot to you out into the world, there is this, what almost seems like natural roller coaster that we go on. And I think that's okay. We don't need to try to fix it. It's just part of the process. And that is okay. You know, I think so often we're in this society at the moment that where happiness is the destination and where we're constantly seeking external validation. I mean, this shit is in epic proportions, right? And I don't know if it's just normal, if it's just a normal thing. Maybe it is. Maybe there's actually nothing wrong with it. Maybe it's our society or societal belief that happiness is good, anger is bad, that is the issue here. So there's that. There's that entrepreneurial bipolar thing going on. And it appears to me that it's actually a thing. So if you're experiencing it, know that perhaps I'm not a trained psychologist. Perhaps it is normal. Perhaps we should all be on meds. I don't know. But it's there and it's happening to a lot of us. So there's that going on. The second part is the ideas thing, right? So just being totally, it's like ideas are a lot of our entrepreneurial types crack. It's our crack. We're addicted to the feeling of a great new idea. I mean, you know the feeling, right? When something lands and it's like, oh my God, yes! It's almost, not orgasmic, but you know, it's like, oh, yes, and there's this rush that kind of happens, a warm rush that happens in my body, and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. Yes, I should totally do that. And so I have these entrepreneurial idea rushes very regularly. Lately, not as much, but say backtrack maybe 6 to 12 months ago, I was having them all the time. And I was constantly buying domains. I had a domain addiction, which was really just an extension or a symptom of my ideas addiction. So this ideas addiction, what does it look like? Well, it kind of looks like that, right? Like you're having so many ideas. There's no shortage of ideas. Every day there's like an amazing new idea and there's just so many. You just don't know which way to move forward. So here's what I've learned about idea addiction, because I had an idea this morning that I would start a third podcast with two incredible people, both comedians. One is Lisa Orkin, who you heard in the last episode, and the other is Amy Wright, who you heard back in the 100 and somethings, or maybe in the 90s. Amy Wright is the drunk mom. And I love those two girls. And Shara Carruthers. Those three are my favorite Americans. Shara's an Australian now, but I couldn't say those two are my favorite Americans without also mentioning Shara. Oh, and Portia. Anyway, I have a few American friends. But of Americans that live in America, my two favorites are Amy Wright and Lisa Orkin. And I was journaling, because I've started journaling again. I might have mentioned that in the last free flow. And while I was journaling, I just had this idea what had happened was I was scrolling through Facebook, mindlessly consuming other people's content, and just like the amount of shit that's in there at the moment, bleh. But there I was scrolling through, and Lisa and Amy had done a Facebook Live. And I was like, oh my God, you two know each other. This is amazing. Oh, I love, you're my two favorite Americans. We should do something together. And I absolutely love these women, because if you listen to the episode with Lisa, she's in this not great place right now. But she's okay to talk about it. She's okay to share and have a laugh. And then with Amy, oh my God, recently she, and if you go to her page, you'll see the video that she recorded this week. Oh, well, you probably have to scroll back a bit. But anyway, long story short, Amy was diagnosed with PMDD, and which basically means for about 3 days to a week each month, she turns into a fucking psycho. Her words, not mine. And she, during one of these episodes, she took 30 antidepressants and tried to kill herself. And She's now a month out of hospital. So this happened a month ago. And she is talking about it. How incredibly brave. Anyway, I'd had this idea that it would be so cool. The three of us can have, you know, we have similar sense of humor. We like to have a laugh. We're all just making our way through life. And I thought it would be really cool to start a new podcast about that kind of entrepreneurial bipolar, about finding your purpose and happiness and how to like an exploration of what it's like to not really know where you're going or what the fuck you're doing, right? But doing it anyway. So Lisa and Amy are on board. And so that's amazing, because now I've just talked myself into creating a third podcast. Although I think this will just be a series to begin with. And it'll be very lo-fi, real, raw, not an edited, produced thing. So we'll see what happens with that. But I just wanted to mention it, right, because I don't have the daily, you know, divine inspiration things happening to me at the moment. And I think part of that is because instead of my addiction to the ideas, I've become addicted to, well, not addicted to, but I've moved into a place of follow through. So before, not even that long ago, I was a person who had loads of ideas and acted on none of them. Or would start one and then kind of lose interest and get a better idea. So then I'd, like, magpie syndrome, right? So like, oh look, shiny object. That was me. That was totally me. I was constantly changing from this idea to that idea. And now I feel like I have more of an idea of where I'm going. I kind of really feel like I know what I'm here to do, and I'm already kind of doing it, just not at the level that I see myself doing it. So I'm just turning around, so that'll hopefully fix the wind. So now I feel like I have more focus, because, you know, I have spent a long time figuring out what the fuck I am here for and feeling like a total loser because I didn't know. But I was seriously overcomplicating things, because I thought it had to be an e-course or a this or a that, but it just came down to me. So, and I know, like, follow your bliss, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, like, good, cool, whatever. But I was trying to complicate things. Because even back 10 years ago, when I was first really going down this path of figuring out what my purpose was, I knew. But it didn't seem like it was legit. So I remember about 5 or 6, well, it was before the Office Collective, I went on retreat with a friend of mine, Krista Jane, who I really need to get on this fucking podcast. Why haven't I done that? Anyway, I went to her retreat, and because I was really lost, I was really looking for my purpose. I had been doing Think Beautiful and it had kind of been going okay. So I'd been searching for this purpose thing and done a whole bunch of stuff, started a website called Think Beautiful, and it just wasn't flying. I'd kind of become bored of it because it was a lot of work for a lot of other people to expose a lot of other people, but I was constantly chasing them for articles and it just was too, like it just was not enjoyable. And really it was just like all I really wanted to do was share. You know, back then I was recording the videos on the beach with a handheld camera because phones didn't have cameras in them then. And I would be running along the beach recording myself, just saying whatever was going on for me. Talking about concepts like be the change you want to see and all that kind of stuff. I was very much at the beginning of my spiritual, not the beginning, because I've always been on a spiritual journey, but you know, very much on the reconnection to self path. And so I was doing that. And I have my blog, Carlosophies, that I started in 2009. And that's all I really wanted to do, speak and write. But it just didn't seem like it was possible. I mean, that's not a business. So I tried to complicate it and complicate it and complicate it. And try it through a lot of shit at the wall. Because what else was really important to me was communication. And of course, I want to help people. So I thought I was a coach there for a while. And I thought I was a co-working space owner. And then I thought I was a podcast teacher. And then and a mentor. And all of it was really just a distraction from what I really wanted to do, which was to share of myself, share, talk about what was going on with me. And I was doing that, but I just questioned it over and over and over again. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not, how are you going to make money from that? What are you going to do? So when I had, you know, you guys know, about 6 months ago, I had my come to Jesus moment, I guess, where I walked on the beach and just had 6 months of really big cash flow issues, felt really shit, had started writing my book, but was torn between doing what I loved, writing and speaking, and making a fucking living. And I decided to just let go. And things started to shift from there, right? And I lost the attachment for me needing to find a way and just allowing the ways to come to me. So that's really what I've been doing the last few months. Anyway, something really exciting happened in my shop, Speak Up Group. This is just a side note. After all these years and, you know, nearly 3 years of, or 2.5 of creating Carlosophies, a handful of you who are in my shop Speak Up group asked if you could contribute. Thank you to Ellie for putting this out there and starting the conversation. So I said to Lisa just the other day, all I want to do is speak and write. I want a podcast and I want to be paid for it. And, you know, and I want to write and be paid for it and speak and be paid for it. And so, what do you know? My faithful listeners come to me asking how they can financially contribute to the creation of Carlosophies. So that just made my day, you know, to have that kind of validation is huge, because up until not that long ago, I hadn't really been open to receiving. And old me would have procrastinated forever on setting up some way to receive. I procrastinated for 4 days, but I was getting things set up. And now I have, I don't even know how to pronounce it, a Patreon page. It's Patreon. So if you do feel like contributing to the continued production of Carlosophies, head over there. It's Patron, I was going to say. It's like the tequila, isn't it? It's like patreon.com/Carlosophies. And you can contribute, and it can be as little as $1 a month, but it will go towards certain things. So there are goals. So once we get to 100, I'm going to video myself doing a cartwheel on the beach and plaster it all over the internet, which will not be pretty because it's basically going to look like a baby elephant trying to do a handstand. Very, very not attractive, but I'll do it. And there's like a whole bunch of different goals. So once we get to a certain amount, I'm going to run a live event for all my patrons and do a live recording of Carlosophies. So there's lots of cool things that I've got in the pipeline, like once we reach a certain amount, creating an ebook of my free flow combos. And so that's just out there now. So if you're interested and you want to be a Carlosophies contributor, then who am I to say no? Go for it. But there's no pressure, because I don't care either way. You know, I do create this podcast because it's the thing that I can't not do. I love having these conversations with you. And money or not, it's going to continue. But if you do feel like throwing a few bucks at me each month, I would gratefully receive it. So that's that. But I guess what I wanted to get across was this whole ideas addiction, and how complicated we can make things, right? So for me, it always has been about speaking and writing, only I'd made it way more difficult. And I think there's a lot of pressure to do something that we love. And there's this whole thing, right? Do what you love and the money will follow. That was something my dad used to say to me growing up. And so it was kind of like finding out that Santa wasn't real in grade 5. Thanks, Mum. When my grade 5 teacher said, she was a bitch. She said, so we all know Santa isn't real. We're just going to write letters to the preps from Santa. And I was like devastated. So I hope your kids weren't around for that. God, and I've just been the bitch of all time. Santa is real. He's real as long as you believe in him. This is just a story. So anyway, that's kind of what happened, right? And that's kind of what I felt like when I started doing my work in the world. And I have been for, like, you know, Carlosophies started in 2009. I thought we're supposed to put free content out there for a couple of years and then we'd be cruising for the rest of our lives, you know? But I felt kind of ripped off and resentful that that wasn't happening for me. So, because it's what we're sold. Do what you love and the money will follow. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. But you're better off doing what you love regardless, you know? Because if you don't, you're going to end up miserable and full of regret because you didn't. Doing what you love doesn't have to mean you have to also make a matzah from it. You know, it just means that you're doing, that you're committed to yourself and feeling good and doing things that you love. And then who knows where that's going to lead. Sometimes I think when we let go of the attachment to it needing to be the savior, financial savior or otherwise, that's when the things start working for us. So I guess there's a few kind of takeaways from this, right? Like number one is if you are suffering from ideas crack or ideas addiction, time to start following through on a few. Or just getting clear on what you most, how you want to show up in this world and what you most want to be doing with your time. Because often it is that simple. I want to be showing up. I want to be speaking and I want to be writing. That's what I want to be doing with my time. So any idea that comes in that isn't that no longer gets a seat at the table. And I can follow through on the ideas that I want to because, you know, I have I'm creating the space to do that and doing what needs to be done in order to have that, having my systems and processes in place so that I can just show up at the mic and write. That's not easy, but it's where I'm heading. And because I'm so clear now on what it is that I want to talk about, only due to having talked about it since 2009, people, this hasn't been a bam, electric, you know, a lightning bolt of inspiration, that's what I'm here for. That's not how this shit works. Often, it's a slow creep. And we get to this point only when we're supposed to, and not a second before. Which sucks, right? Because we all want to fucking control things, but sometimes we can't. We can control the way that we show up and the, you know, we can control some things, but we can't control others. We can work towards them, but nothing is certain except death. And if you want to live a life of regret, live one pretending that you have all the time in the world. Just kidding. Really, life is very long and very short. There's no hurry for you to get to the destination because there is no destination. So just be present in the moment and know that what is coming for you is coming for you. It is. And it will arrive when it arrives. So yeah. Really, that's a long free flow today and a lot of stuff covered. But yeah, there's nothing really more for me to say. Except instead of waiting for your next idea, I feel like, you know what, I feel like that idea addiction is fairly square in FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. You're looking, you're waiting for the thing that feels like a lightning bolt, and it rarely does. So just when you have the idea, try it. See if it works, and if it doesn't, it's okay for you to walk away. And if it does one day, maybe you'll wake up and be like, this is it. But you're not going to know until you're following through on the ideas that you're having. So, yeah, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out. Oh, and head to patreon.com/colorsophies. if you want to throw your support behind this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.